Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that would help you with your small business. That's a 14-year-old website, by the way, folks. And our show is 14 years old this month. Our newsletter is 12 years old this week. I should say our show is 14 years old this week. Our newsletter is 12 years old this week. Our relationship with our good friend Eva Rosenberg is 13.75 years old. In April she will have been with us. She will be with us 14 years. So we're celebrating her 14th year as a member of our Brain Trust, as a founding member. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. Her website is taxmama.com. She trains. She's not just an enrolled agent, folks. She trains enrolled agents, and that's a big deal. Eva, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for 14 great years. Let's talk some more about. I think it's really important to point out to people that as ugly a reputation as the IRS gets, here's my experience, folks. When I tell you I've been through everything that you've been through, you have to understand that unless you've been arrested by the IRS, which so far that hasn't happened to me, Eva. I've been able to push that off a little bit. But if unless you've been arrested by the IRS and handcuffed and hauled off, there's not too many things that I haven't gone through. I know the IRS. And you know what? Every time I've had any kind of an issue, every time when a tax bill surprised me or whatever happened, I just went down and said, hey, hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? Help me. And you know what? In every single case, they helped me.
You said two very important words. Help me.
Yeah.
If you ask them for help instead of yelling at them and being hostile,
mm-hmm.
they help you. They really do. This is a very different IRS from what it was 15 and 20 years ago. They were terrifying then.
But even back then, Eva, I mean, I'm telling you, if you're a small business owner, you're going to get to know the sales tax people. You're going to get to know. I mean, it's just going to happen. But even 20 years ago, Eva, I remember dealing with them.
No, they were horrible.
Okay, all right. Maybe in California, they were hostile.
Now
I remember the 80s. Now the 80s, they had a bad reputation, especially in the 80s.
Was that 30 years ago? Forget that. Yeah, they were absolutely horrible.
But in the 90s, they started changing. Yeah.
Yeah, we had those congressional hearings, and ever since then, it's been very different.
And the commissioners...
Let's talk about something.
Go ahead.
Jim, you and I were talking during the break about owing tax, suddenly having taxes, you know, that other terrifying tale of suddenly owing income taxes at the end of the year because...
Being surprised by an income tax bill and maybe not having the cash. And how do you... You just say, help me, and they'll help you.
Well... You know, one of the things that I've seen, especially with really successful internet businesses, they haven't really been tracking their income all year. They haven't really been tracking what's been going on. They've been very busy selling. And all of a sudden, I had a workshop I did for some internet millionaires, and what turned out to be the case was the people who finally hit it big, finally managed to get out of credit card debt and everything else, are sitting there with a couple of $100,000 worth of tax they weren't really anticipating.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things that we kind of got them to do was do a tax sale, you know, back in about February or March to cover the taxes for the previous year. Doesn't always work. So here's a trick if you have decent credit. Instead of setting up an installment agreement with IRS, go to your credit card company. Believe it or not, you probably have enough credit to qualify for 0% interest for about 12 months. The 0% interest rate will cost you about a 3% cash advance fee.
Mm-hmm.
but you will not pay any more interest for 12 months.
And you'll be out of business with the IRS.
You will not be under IRS's radar. You will not get a tax.
You will let them go home quietly and leave you alone, and that's worth money.
Well, it's worth money not to have a tax lien.
That's right.
If you have, these days, if you have a large balance due, I guarantee you IRS will put a lien out there,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to mess up your credit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's another thing that you need to know.
Even if they just do it on your business, if you have business credit you're trying to get, not personal, but business credit, it could go against your business.
It will go against your business,
mm-hmm.
sure. And as a small business, any lien against you personally affects your business.
Right.
So you don't want to do that. But here's something I want you to know. When you have an IRS lien, if you insist on having IRS withdraw it when you pay it off, instead of just cancel it when it's paid off, withdrawing a lien takes it off your credit entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Canceling it leaves it on there for 7 years.
So you want to say, when it's all done, when you paid everything off, you want to say, withdraw this lien, don't just cancel it.
Yes.
Right.
And that's something that the taxpayer advocate, Nina Olson, has been advocating for, to help people not mess up their credit.
Mm-hmm. And so then they're actually, once they withdraw it, there's no record of it.
In theory, that's what's supposed to happen.
In theory, exactly. Hey, Eva, thank you so much for the great advice today and for 14 years of great advice on small business taxes. We appreciate you very much.
It's been great being part of your family.
Thanks, Eva. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, taxmama.com. Check it out. The book is Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She's got her finger on the pulse, as you can tell, folks. You can learn a lot from her. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.